So what happened with this lady?
So she had a low-grade cancer. I don't think we checked her genomic assay, but we did put her onto a clinical trial where patients are getting upfront endocrine therapy. So this is a study called the PELOPS trial where they get an aromatase inhibitor with or without the addition of palbociclib, the CDK4/6 inhibitor. The plan is for 6 months of treatment, and the goal here is to try and identify women who might have excellent responses to upfront endocrine therapy, might ultimately be able to avoid chemotherapy, and see if we can tease out who such patients might be.
Yeah, it's really a cool study. I actually would like you to talk a little bit more about it and sort of how it came about. But just to stay with this patient, though, so in this situation, she did not have any type of genomic assay. Could I assume that it's because you figured if you did it, it was going to be low?
Yeah, for the most part, these lobular tumors tend to have scores that come back in the low end of the Oncotype DX or the MammaPrint or other commercial assays. And the low-grade feature is strongly ER and PR positive, all sort of aligned with that as well.
So she went on this trial. What happened?
So she got 6 months of endocrine therapy as part of the study, and she tolerated that fine. She had a moderate tumor response. The tumor went clinically from around 12 centimeters to around 7 centimeters, and then she ended up having a mastectomy and, in the end, an axillary node dissection as well, even though the axillary lymph node had gotten smaller.
So that's interesting that she did have a response to this hormonal therapy. What hormonal therapy was it, an aromatase inhibitor?
She was perimenopausal, so she got ovarian suppression of tamoxifen as part of this treatment.
And of course, you were blinded to whether or not she was also getting a CDK inhibitor.
This study is actually not a blinded study, so people know ahead of time what they're getting, and so familiar to the team as well.